British Public Radio. Comedy.
This is London. Oh no, someone's dropped it. But never mind, because this is Paris. Oh no, it's fallen over. What about Shanghai? Oh no, Shanghai's run away. That only leaves this week's edition of the John Dredge Nothing to Do with Anything show.
Good evening, I'm John Dredge, and on today's show we'll be... Good heavens, my old friend Farmer Collins has just come crashing through the wall on his tractor.
I know that.
What have you been up to this week, Farmer Collins?
Well, I've been writing a song about farming, and I'd like to sing it for you now. I'm Farmer Collins, that is me name. I drive around on a tractor, and it goes... That's the chorus, all right?
It is?
Yes. And now here comes the second verse. Ducks, sheep, chickens, pigs, horses. There. What do you think of my song, John?
That's it, is it?
Yes. Short and catchy.
The chorus didn't even come back in.
It's an experimental piece.
I think you better stick to the day job.
Well, it is a nice life down on the farm. Apart from all the animals, they're always winding me up. Just the other day, a chicken dressed up as a bailiff and told me I owed him £40,000. Scared the life out of me, I can tell you that.
That sounds like quite an advanced prank for a chicken. I mean, I wouldn't know how to dress up as a bailiff.
Apparently he found a book about it on Amazon. Blooming clever, these chickens nowadays.
Well, you've never exactly had a glowing reputation for animal welfare, have you? It's obvious that they'll want to try getting their own back at some point.
What do you mean?
Well, what about poor old Penguin the Goat? Why did you call him that? He's got an identity crisis, thanks to you. And as for Mollusk the Cow...
Excuse me for a moment, John. Hello? Mollusk, we were just talking about you. No, don't get all paranoid. What's up? Well, why won't Gerbil the Horse give back your staple remover? I told him to stick to his own filing system anyway. All right. Hold your head, Joggs. I'll be right over. I'd better get back to the farm, John. It sounds like there might be a few administrative problems to sort out. Cheerio!
Welcome to In the Library, a series of live programmes about literature, where I'm very pleased to have as my guest the prize-winning author, Nigel Rushby.
Good evening.
Nigel, your first book, A Tribute to My Childhood, was in many ways a tribute to your childhood, wasn't it?
That's correct, yes.
And the premise of your new book is similar in its approach... similar in its approach to the way in which it handles the period... to the way in which it handles the period of your youth, yet in a marked departure...
I won't tell you again!
Shh! I beg your pardon?
This is a library, you know. People come here for a quiet read.
Ah, I see. I didn't realise the library was going to be open to the public while we were doing this.
Just keep it down, will you?
Yes, of course. Will do. Nigel, the premise of your new book is similar in its approach to the way in which it handles the period of your youth.
Sorry, what was that you said?
I said your new book is similar to your first book in its approach to...
I can still hear you!
Look, we can't sit here whispering. We're doing a live broadcast.
Right, I've had enough of you two. Get out!
Now, just a moment.
Go on, get out!
Nigel... The premise of your new book is similar in its approach to...
Hold on. Are we just going to do the interview here in the street?
Yes. The premise of your new book is similar in its approach to the whole...
Spare some change for help the aged, sir.
You mind? We're in the middle of a live
Any
welcome.
Contribution would be most welcome.
Go away. Sorry, Nigel, it looks like we can't stand here without being interrupted.
Is there anywhere else we could go?
Well, this house over here looks empty.
You're not suggesting we should break in. I've got my reputation to consider.
Oh, come on, it'll give you something to write about. There you are, you see? There's nobody in here. It's nice and quiet. So, Nigel, the premise of your new book is similar in its approach to the whole...
Oh, my God! Vera! Call the police! We've got burglars!
Oh, no, just a moment, sir. Perhaps I should explain.
Don't worry, Vera. I'll stop them from getting away.
The thing is, we're actually in the middle of a live... Ow! Now, hold on just... So, Nigel, the premise of your new book is similar in its approach to the way in which it handles the period of your youth. Yet, in a marked departure, you've chosen not to write from personal experience this time around. And as a result, the whole thing manages to come alive from the very first page. And the characters seem stronger, yet somehow it convinced this reader that it was every bit as personal account as your last novel. How do you
operate, Sergeant? Cuff those two.
I say, look here.
You're both being arrested on suspicion of aggravation.
Officer, I can explain.
You can explain all you want down at the Nest, Sunshine. Throw him in the back of the van, Sergeant. I'll tip off the newspapers.
Well, it looks like that's all we've got time for tonight. But don't forget to join Nigel and myself very soon for our brand new series, In the Prison Library. Goodbye. You're listening to the John Dredge Nothing to Do with Anything show, where it's time for another instalment of Care and Training of Your Goldfish with Cecilia Legirons. Cecilia Legirons. And before I say hello, I wonder whether you noticed anything unusual about that piece of music. That's right, it was played by goldfish. Hello. First this week, let's look at the most appropriate place to keep your goldfish. Well, the best place to keep goldfish is in a pond, and not, as some might have you believe, in a truck full of dynamite. Just look what happened when we actually put a goldfish in a truck full of dynamite and pushed it down a hill. It's not good for the goldfish, and it also destroys part of your street. Let's now look at a goldfish's diet. The best thing to feed goldfish is a small amount of goldfish food once a day. But just look what happened when, after feeding, we put a goldfish in a truck full of dynamite once again and pushed it down a hill. Avoid this if you can. Now, fish hygiene. The best thing to do when cleaning out your pond is to place your goldfish in a container of water. For goodness sake, don't put your goldfish in a truck full of dynamite and push it down a hill. Look what happened this time. Next week, I'll be showing you what happens if you put your goldfish in a bus full of dynamite and push it down a hill. And let me tell you now, the results are surprisingly similar. And now it's time for more of your letters and emails in Dear Dredge. Here's a letter from Tom Hemoglobin of Wrexham, who writes, Dear John, I enjoy listening to your programme so much that I've stopped going out or taking baths. But what I really would like to know is how your programmes are made. Well, Tom, let's go over to the Radio Factory in Totnes, where the shows are put together. And to take us through the process, here's foreman Fred Quingerton.
First of all, we take a few sound effects and some radio waves and chuck them down this chute into the audio tronalizer.
We then pour the script in and add pieces of speech.
Hello, good evening, Schnardan, Cube, Lurgon, Anoke, Moonbeam, Lampposts, Rice Paper, Fish, Washing Machine, Frinton, Skipton, Mules, and a jar of twigs.
Then we turn the handle like so. And after about 10 minutes, a brand new Nothing to Do with Anything show is produced. Here's one we made earlier.
Hello and welcome to another edition of the John Dredge Nothing to Do with Anything show, which this week comes to you from the delightful village of Lower Plington, where I'm chatting to some of the locals. Hello, sir. Tell me, what do you like about Lower Plington?
I like living here because nobody ever throws sheep at you. I'm sure that was just an isolated incident. That does it, I'm moving.
What about you, sir?
I really like the people here. I've eaten 3 of them this morning.
Yes. And you, sir, how does the Lower Plington of today compare with that of years gone by?
Well, in the old days, we used to get around using a horse and cart. We never had these newfangled spaceships. Anyway, I must be getting along now. Cheerio.
And you, sir, do you live round here?
Yes, I live in this giant wheelbarrow, 3 miles high and 4 miles across.
My goodness me, that's a bit unusual, isn't it?
No.
Oh, I thought it was, but I stand corrected. Tell me, why do you live in this giant wheelbarrow?
I was evicted from my last one.
So there we are. Just some of the reasons why we won't be bringing you the show from Lower Plington ever again. But don't worry, because in just a moment it'll be time for another edition of Corner. But first, it's Inventor's Corner. And here to share with us his new invention is Professor Nigel Twinnock. Nigel, what have you brought in?
I've brought in my brand new invention, or contraption as I call it. Let me show you what it does. I simply turn it on and...
Heavens, a contraption that sings arias.
Exactly. No more need for real opera singers. My contraption is much cheaper, never runs out of energy, and is immune to laryngitis.
Well, Nigel, your contraption faced the acid test at the Royal Opera House in Covent Garden last night, alongside a cast of genuine opera singers. Let's hear what happened. So, Professor Twinnock, I think it's fair to say that the experiment didn't work.
I must dispute that, John. I totally and utterly disagree with your observation.
You do?
Yes. In my mind, it was nothing short of a complete disaster.
Well, that's about all we've got time for on the Nothing to Do with Anything show for this week. Thanks to Greg Haste, producer Richard Cray, lighting supervisor Ron Minty, wigwam assembler Clive Doig, and most of all, to me, John Dredge. So until next time, from all of us here...